The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas, starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, and Michael McDonough. Episode 4.
When we last left our heroes, Captain Strong's first really good meal in a while was interrupted by news of an invasion of huge, aggressive, ape-like creatures.
Quickly, Anton, raise the alarm.
Yes, sir. Huge, aggressive, ape-like creatures, eh?
You know something of this, Captain Strong?
Possibly, sir. Possibly.
You should, Captain Strong. After all, you brought these creatures to us.
What?
It's true, Captain, though I don't have time to explain it. We must get the princess to safety and then formulate a plan of attack. Follow me.
Captain, perhaps this could explain the presence of the creature on deck.
Just what I was thinking, Percy.
Captain Strong, are you trying to say...
Exactly.
But that would imply...
What else?
And then...
Precisely.
Brilliant deductions, Captain Strong.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami.
Great shades of Jupiter. Look at all this damage that's been caused. We've got to put an end to this madness. This is not the reason I had these creatures brought here.
Then I was right. These ape creatures were the cargo I was carrying.
That's right, Captain Strong. But there's no time to discuss the ramifications of that shocking revelation. I've got to get the princess out of harm's way. Percy, will you escort her back to her quarters?
Father, there's no need to send Percy with me. I'll be fine on my own.
I'd rather not risk it, Amanda.
But you may need Percy's help in the fight to the death with these creatures.
Oh, I'm sure they won't be needing my help for that.
But the creatures already killed half the royal guard.
But I'm really not much of a fighter. I prefer poetry. Stop arguing, Amanda. Percy, go now and see to her safety.
We'll come for you soon, Percy.
Oh, take your time, Captain. Quickly, though, Your Highness, lead the way.
Now that your daughter is safe, we can concentrate on dealing with this primate's threat. First, King Goober, you must tell me why you wanted these creatures delivered here in the first place.
Your questions will have to wait, Strong. Look, there's Commander Anton.
Your Majesty.
How fares the battle, Anton? How many of those creatures remain standing?
One, sir.
Just one? That's encouraging.
Not really, sir. Initial reports were mistaken. It turns out that there was only one creature to begin with. Seems people thought with all the damage it was causing that there must be at least a dozen. Great Scott!
We've only got one chance, Captain Strong. Commander Anton, worthless curmudgeon, follow me.
The name's Randy the cabin boy, your royal ship.
Don't contradict the king, Randy.
Meanwhile, in the princess tower...
Greta! Princess! What in the name of my dead grandfather is going on down there?
The castle's under some sort of horrible attack, Greta. It's horrible.
Hey there.
Good grief! There's a man in your quarters!
Oh, don't worry. He's harmless, and besides, he's hardly a real man.
Oh, you're most kind.
What's really important is that I might be able to use this battle as a diversion to escape the king's cruel grip.
I'm sorry, your prettiness, but I can't allow you to do that. Cruel grip or no, it's my duty to see you are safe here up in your prison tower.
Well, that's unfortunate for you, Mr. Upper Velvet, because now I'm going to be forced to clock you on the head with this candlestick.
No! Wait!
My word, Princess Amanda! Such unladylike behavior!
Desperate times call for desperate actions, Greta. Now, to plan my escape!
Meanwhile, in a nearly abandoned royal antechamber far below...
Quickly, everyone in here!
That monster is right on our heels, King Goober. Even my unsurpassed hand-to-hand combat skills and the... formidable power of Commander Anton and his men, we don't seem to be able to halt its mindless rampage.
Well, lucky then, we have this heavy oaken door as well. Quickly, Anton, help me shut it. There, now we're safe.
But only for a moment, sir. That door won't hold against that behemoth for long.
We'll only need a moment to get this crate open.
But I recognize that crate. It came off the palindrome. It was part of the secret cargo!
Yes, it washed ashore after you did. Shortly after you did.
It's too small to hold one of those creatures. What's in it?
If I'm right, It's the key I was going to use to control my legion of hairy soldiers.
So, you were going to use these things as a military weapon. But it looks like you bit off a bit more than you could chew, eh, King Goober?
What do the initials G.A. stand for? Does that mean it's from Georgia?
What initials G.A.?
These initials, sir, on the bottom of the crate, right next to the words, this and up.
Randy, I'd appreciate it if you'd refrain from saying anything else until you've finished evolving a full-sized brain.
Gladly, sir.
Anton, give me that crowbar.
Right here, sir.
I just don't understand what sort of key would fit into a box 6 feet long, 3 feet wide, and 18 inches deep. It looks like a coffin.
The creature is getting closer, Your Majesty.
There! The crate is open, and inside, it's by the hoary hosts of Hoggoth!
I am faint!
It's a man!
Can this mere man help our heroes against the rampaging ape-like creature? Find out next time on the Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
I'll be there to give you all the love you need. And I'll be there in case you ever start to bleed.